This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Geography buffs can tell you that the dead geographic center of the 48 contiguous states of this country is a spot in northern Kansas up by the Nebraska border. To get technical, it's 39 degrees 50 minutes north, 98 degrees 35 minutes west. A couple of degrees southeast of there, though, sits a plot of land owned by a woman named Joyce Taylor. It's quiet, remote, usually not a whole lot goes on, but for the past 10 years, Joyce Taylor's had lots of very angry visitors and no real idea why. Kashmir Hill wrote about it for Fusion. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me on.
I have to start by asking you why this woman in Potwin, Kansas, had a toilet dumped in her front yard, why people call and yell at her, and all kinds of terrible things happened to her.
She's had a lot of terrible things happen to her. FBI agents, federal marshals coming to her farm. Ambulances coming looking for suicidal veterans.
Ooh.
And for the last, 5 to 10 years, she did not know why this was happening. The farm is in the middle of nowhere. It's really remote. The nearest neighbor is a mile away.
And this all has to do with something called IP mapping, right?
It does.
Okay, so explain, please.
So IP refers to Internet Protocol Address, which is basically a number, an address that every single device that connects to the internet needs. So your smartphone has an IP address. Your computer has an IP address. If you have a smart TV that talks to the internet, it has an IP address.
Yeah.
You need this thing in order to be on the internet.
And so have people been mapping IP addresses to this yard? I mean, how does this work?
So there are a lot of people that want to be able to know where in the world an IP address is, because they use that IP address to, say, show you ads. But it's hard to do. It's complicated to map IP addresses, and companies do it in a lot of different ways. They used to just actually drive cars around and have cars connect to open Wi-Fi networks and look at what the IP address was and then look at where they were in the world, and then they would know, okay, this IP address is at this place.
And you do some digging, and you find this company called MaxMind, right? Is that the deal?
Yes, there's basically one free open database of IP maps that has a whole bunch of IP addresses along with the latitude and longitude that they're associated with. And so a security technologist crawled through that database for me and found actually thousands of houses that have lots of IP addresses associated with them. But then there was this farm in Kansas that was the number one most popular latitude, longitude. It had over 600 million IP addresses associated with it.
That front yard in Potwin, Kansas.
This front yard in a farm in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, how come?
So the first thing I did was I contacted MaxMind, whose database had pointed us at this house, and I told the co-founder, a man named Thomas Mather, that there were all these problems for this house and what was going on. And he said, when we first started the company, we needed to pick a place in the country that was our default location for the whole U.S., so we chose this IP address in the middle of the country, and they happened to have this really beautiful latitude, longitude. And so they had just chosen this spot, and they had never thought about what it would mean for the people who lived at that spot.
Have they changed their minds now? Are they thinking about what it means for the people in that spot?
Yes. I mean, the company said, we're so sorry. Like, we want to remedy this as quickly as possible. And 2 days after my story came out, they moved the default location for the whole United States to a lake in Kansas, right next to something called Pretty Prairie.
Perfect. And now, have you talked to the poor lady in Potwin, Kansas? Did you let her know that it's fixed?
I have. She was so relieved to finally have this nightmare looking like it's coming to an end. The problem is that, MaxMind doesn't control all the people who use its database. Some of their customers refresh, the information that they have every couple months. Some do it every couple of days. Some people might not do it for years. Hmm. So this is going to kind of be a ghost in the machine for a while, but it should get better for them.
Kashmir Hill writes for Fusion. It's kind of an amazing story about IP mapping. Check it out. It's on their website. Kashmir, thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.